Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hi, welcome to episode 639 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host this evening, Robin Tate. This is July the 11th, 2021, and this is a very special episode tonight. I have recorded this episode on Sunday. This is now Tuesday, the 13th of July. And as much as I want to say that I can do it, I can't. And what I mean by that is the recording of the show with Kim and I, by ourselves, just the two of us, is in such bad condition, it can't be recovered. I've tried, I've looked at it, it is pathetic. And I am flogging myself right now because I am a total and utter failure. So bear with. It's important that the show goes on, and every single week we put on a show. So this is going to be a one-handed job. Okay. You know what I mean. You can use two hands if you want. And yeah. Moving on. Generally, we go out every single Sunday at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time, which, of course, is the most important time. That goes out on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, youtube.com/OC Podcast, and that's where we go. Join us, join the chat. We have a live chat there on those things, on YouTube and on Twitch, and you can interact with the show. And it's always lovely to do that because it gives us a wee bit of feedback at the time. Now, this week we have a birthday. We've got Morty, David Morton. He is 943 months old. And congratulations to you, David. And here is a little tune for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
General was not recognized.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, guys. So, story time. Just me. My story time. Me. Just me. Me, me, me. Okay, well, as you know, the guys aren't here. Greg, he's visiting his folks up in Reno, and he's on his way back. He may drop into the show. Oh, no, he can't do that because that was Sunday and this is now Tuesday. He did drop into the show and said hello at the last half hour, but that will be lost forever. What can you do? The rest of the guys, the Englishy type people, they are watching the football because it's the final between England and Italy for the Euros. And when we were recording this live, the score was 1-1 when we started. And then that match went on. We didn't really watch it while the show was going on. But there was an outcome to that match. And in a different reality, England won. Wow. The cheers, the adulation all around the UK. Everyone is so happy that England won the European Cup. It is fantastic. What an achievement. Really good. And the players embraced. The whole of the country got round England, and it was fantastic in this alternative reality. Okay, so stuff that I've been up to this week. I've been really, really busy work-wise. I have watched a couple of really, really good movies. And what did I watch was so good? Oh, yeah. Future War with Chris Pratt. It's on Amazon. It's an Amazon movie. Okay, it's a B-movie, cup of tea stuff. But it's well worth your time. It's there. It's good laugh. It's good sci-fi. And I went to the movie theatre this week to see a lovely film. I went to see The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife. Now, the first one was hilarious. Really, really good. Very, very funny. Absolutely fantastic. Samuel L. Jackson was brilliant in it. And just over the top movie. Crazy, crazy, crazy fun. And this one is absolutely hoot nanny, funny, funny, funny. So you got to go and see that. That's really good. It's very, very rude. I went with two friends of mine and some of our kids, generally all around 15 years old, because it is a 15. And I laughed the whole way through this movie. Some of it was at the movie, and some of it was out of awkwardness with the kids that we had with us, because sexual in nature, the commentary, very adult, and I was like, cringe! Yeah, but really, 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 really funny, funny, funny movie. Up to my eyes, I'm off this week. This is a public holiday here in Northern Ireland. On Monday it was, yesterday, and I've taken the week off. So since then, we spent the day on the beach yesterday and the day before, and we've had a good old time, big family groups, and had a ball. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. And today, it is now Tuesday morning, and we are going to go and do something this afternoon as well with the family. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, nice to have a bit of a break. Okay, so gaming-wise, let's start talking about some of the stuff that is in gaming land.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right, games with gold for July. We have Planet Alpha, available July 1st to 31st. Rock of Ages 3, Make It Break, Conquer, Live and Reloaded, Midway Arcade Origins. There is a rumour going around the airwaves at the moment that Microsoft is going to kill Xbox Live. Or sorry, not Xbox Live. Oopsie. Games with gold. And that would make a lot of sense to sort of pull it all into Game Pass. And possibly then just open up multiplayer without a gold-style subscription. Mimicking the PlayStation route. That makes sense. That'll be the complete package then. Okay, for PlayStation Plus, this month you've got a Plague Tale Innocence PS5 version, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for the PS4, and WWE 2K Battlegrounds on the PS4. Twitch Prime games, there are games. I'm not going to read them out. Because, really? Yeah, there's games there. If you're really into that, you can get them. But there's loads. Stadia Pro, very, very important that I read these out. Moonlighter, Street Par Football, Terraria, The Dark Side Detective, and the Epic Games Store, we have Bridge Constructor, The Walking Dead, Iron Cast, and Abduction and Off-World Trading Company. So those are your free-ish games for the month of July. My goodness, July, that's half the year gone. How did that actually happen? Okay, Robin, what games did you play this past week? Did you play any games this past week? Did you play more of the wonderful Mass Effect 2? Did you work your way through that? Did you happen to play around in an awkward fashion with any of your alien compadres in the basement of your ship, the Normandy? Did you do it in your bedroom? Did you and any of the other alien or human characters increase their wonderful relations? Unfortunately, the answer is no. I am really, really sad. Me, on a gaming podcast, without playing a game for a whole week. I've got the shakes. I've got the DTs. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm sorry, I haven't. I don't have a quiz for you either. I don't have questions or feedback from the community, even though those are things that you can do. You can send off an email to us at podcast@ocpod.com, and that would be really wonderful. It would be good. So once again, I will say congratulations to the veteran gamers on their 600th show last week. They are not recording today. They're also, sorry, today being in the past, they did not record on Sunday. They recorded on Monday because of the football. But congratulations to them again on 16 shows. The news this week. So Sony had a State of Play event this week, and the sort of stuff that was in it, I can quickly rattle through stuff. Let me see, the latest Sony State of Play took place today, featuring a smattering of updates on already announced games, plus new reveals. As expected, Deathloop anchored the show, but there were several other announcements as well. Chiefly among them, the Stranding Director's Cut. We really needed Director's Cut of Death Stranding. The release date, a reveal for the release date. Oh, fantastic. We also learned about Moss Book 2, a follow-up to the popular PlayStation VR title, is that still a thing, featuring a tiny mouse on an adventure. Atlas, the follow-up to 2018's God of War, was not present, nor was Horizon Forbidden West. Expect more info on those anticipated release at a later date. In the meantime, here are all the forthcoming PS4 and PS5 releases shown at today's event. I'll rattle through them. Moss Book 2, you had Armageddon announced for early access, which started today. If you're a Sony fan, you know what that's all about. New Tribes of Midgard, a post-launch content reveal. Wow. Bottom of the barrel. Hunter's Arena Legends is coming to PS4 and PS5. That looks like a medieval hack and slash type thing. Fist, that's a sex game. No, it's not. Sorry. Goodness, I misread that. Forged in the Shadow. Forged in Shadow Torch. Fist, F-I-S-T. Forged in Shadow Torch. Will be out on the September the 7th. Okay, it's a Metroidvania starring a rabbit on the run from vicious machines. Like every rabbit you've ever seen, it's on the run from your lawnmower. Then we have Sifu, a stylish kung fu game previously revealed earlier this year, has been delayed to early 2022. And Jet, the Far Shore, it looks kind of groovy, Japanese-y type thing. It looks kind of neat. The new game resembles No Man's Sky in some ways, featuring both sci-fi exploration, both on foot and via spaceship. It'll probably be on exploration, and it's set to release on the PS4 and PS5 later. That's later, everything's later. Demon Slayer, the Hinokimakama Chronicles story trailer 2. Okay, Sega. Wonderful. And Lost Judgment investigative action trailer. Lost Judgment will include a free next-gen upgrade for both PS5 and Xbox. Very good. That's the way to go, guys. Sega announced during today's event that Lost Judgment, again, it's a Sega title, not a Sony in-house title, because that doesn't seem to be the way they're doing things with free upgrades to next-gen. It will include a free upgrade for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One owners. Sega also shown three different versions, with the digital ultimate version including a story expansion set. Yeah, okay. It also comes with a rice baller. So, free rice baller with this game. Fantastic. Death Stranding Director's Cut release date. Okay, let's see what they said about this. Finally, Death Stranding Director's Cut release date was revealed along with a host of new content. It includes new battles and advanced combat mechanics, as well as items such as a firing range, cargo catapult. There goes your DHL box. New story missions are under racing mode. It will be out September the 24th, and pre-orders are available now. Fabulous. Fabulous. Can't wait. Deathloop gets a new trailer. Sony provided an extended look at Deathloop in the new trailer. Arkane, great developer, Arkane's new shooter set in an alternate 1960s with a distinct mod look, as in mods and skinheads, ska? No, probably not, was fully revealed earlier this year. In our preview, we called a supernatural hitman, which sounds quite intriguing. While Arkane Studios' parent company, Bethesda, is now owned by Microsoft, Deathloop remains a PlayStation exclusive on console. It's set to release on PlayStation 5 and PC on September 14th. There you go. So, Sony had a State of Play event. And if you're a Sony fan, there'll be something in there for you, I am quite sure. Okay. Playdates. The Minecraft realm is still going on. Please contact Filthy for access. That's going very, very strongly. There's Discord channels and all manner of things. So, contact us here at the podcast for that, please. I had no access to Twitter this week because I locked myself out and left it too late to get back in again. But I am going to have a look right now. I'm going to do this live. Home. Okay, so profile. And we're going to have a look at tweets and replies. And we're going to have a look at those. Okay. No. Don't see anything there. Okay, I'm sorry. I do have a winner to announce for the victory achieved, and we'll relaunch that properly next week because I haven't really given it enough attention. I'm a very, very bad, naughty, naughty boy. Really am, in so many ways, between audio getting destroyed, accidentally running Kim over with a tractor, and getting her caught in a combine harvester's blades. It was terrible. Phil, in a massive effort to give him a hair transplant, it went very wrong, and he's turned into a hedgehog. Greg seems to have an addiction to wearing tank tops, and there's nothing I can really do about that. And Mark, well, Mark's just a rumour. So anyway, look, I wanted to put out something quickly for you today. So it's just a holder. I'm sorry. And I'm going to stop apologising now. Sorry. So please contact the show. podcast@ocpod.com. Facebook it. Facebook at fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review of how well I've done, or badly, this week. I don't know who put this in here. If you don't know us by now, you ain't... I'm not even going there. And if I did that, that's really bad. It's something I would do, but it's really bad. Robin! Okay, here's the bit on the notes. Closing comments, in brackets, pass to the next person like a speed round. Okay, Robin, what do you think? I would like to thank all of my podcast members for... bearing with me. Please, bear with. I'd like to thank all our listeners for being fantastic and just being there. We can feel you. I can feel you. It's like your hand is on us like a job. It's just like a job of works. You could call it a hand job, but I won't. Anyway, remember at @_loveshareandfoster to check out what my wife's up to. And we will properly see you next week. So it's Robin Tate here at Bongo the Sane. I am checking out. I'm checking out. And I'm going to do some holiday things. So speak to you soon. All the best. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.